Track 2.28. Coast to coast.
Nick Campbell sat at the side of the road and wondered what to do next. He looked at the second-hand Harley Davidson he'd bought from a backstreet garage in Miami at the beginning of his trip 6 weeks before. For years, he had dreamed of crossing the United States from east to west by motorcycle, and he'd finally decided that it was now or never. He'd given up his job, sold his car, and set off for the journey of his dreams. He'd been lucky, or so he thought, to find this old Harley Davidson and had bought it for a very reasonable price. It had cost him just $600. But 5 kilometers from Atlanta, he had run out of luck. The motorcycle had broken down. He pushed the bike into town and found a garage. The young mechanic told him to leave the bike overnight and come back the next day. The following morning, to his surprise, the man asked if the bike was for sale. "Certainly not," he replied, paid his bill, and hit the road. When he got to Kansas, the old machine ran out of steam again. This time, Nick thought about selling it and buying something more reliable, but decided to carry on. When the bike was going well, he loved it. However, in Denver, Colorado, the bike broke down yet again, so he decided to take it to a garage and offer it for sale. The mechanic told him to come back in the morning. The next day, to his amazement, the man offered him $2,000. Realizing the man must be crazy, but clearly not short of money, Nick asked for $3,000. The man agreed and they signed the papers. Then the mechanic started laughing. In fact, it was several minutes before he could speak, and when he could, he said, "That's the worst deal you'll ever make, boy." The mechanic removed the seat. Engraved on the underside was the inscription, "To Elvis, love, James Dean."